Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get out that surfboard. Okay. Inspiration for the day. Perhaps it's the beginning of your day. Perhaps it's the end of your day. Or you're just kind of lollying around. We have inspiration and then some for you on the Good Day program. It's Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen here to cooperate with the flow of information. So that you'll know what's going on to a certain extent. Not everything can come under our perusal. And frankly, there are things I don't want to come under our perusal. Some things are not worth talking about, frankly. Here working for the common good of mankind and the benefit for all, everybody involved. That's pretty simple, right, Jay? That's right. Straightforward, amazing stuff.
One for all and all for all.
That's right. Challenging, in fact, the concept of blah, 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 and more blah. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which is a company that provides insurance for your motorcycle if you have one, a boat if you have one. I was talking to one of my friends out on the lake yesterday. It was a nice sunny day here for a change. We haven't had any sunshine for a couple of weeks. And so he was out, and I bet you his boat is insured by Progressive. You can save at 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. It's Thursday, June the 22nd. Good news. Those of you who want to go to have an Italian or an Italian experience, go to Rome. When you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. And that could be visiting the spot where Julius Caesar got it in the back. Oh, one of the most infamous crime scenes in history. Remember when I talk about the Ides of March on the 15th of March?
Beware the Ides of March.
And then there's the Latin Et tu, Brute? Remember doing that in a play. All the utterances that can be enjoyed on Roman soil. Okay, so they've opened up this place to the public where Caesar was assassinated. They even used that word, I guess, back then. What's the Latin word for assassinated? I bet it's pretty close to assassination. You know, there's a song. You've ever heard the song? It was assassination, I know. You ever hear that song?
No.
No, okay.
It's so, ring a bell.
This is a sacred area in Rome, and nobody was able to go there for a long time. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on around it, but the walls of the mansion, Pompey's mansion, were only frequented by the ghost of Julius Caesar and maybe some cats. Now, the Bulgari watch people have paid to open up this area so you can visit it. Costs $5 for non-residents. You have what? You have a calling? You have a Rome? A Rome address on your driver's license, you can get in. The temples were first discovered. Say it again.
Oh, I'm sure this place is beyond beautiful. And the energy palpable.
Yeah. Well, I think that sometimes is it. The energy that you encounter in a place like this. I remember going down to the basement of the house. Not the house, but the sort of church. It was an edifice in Jerusalem where there was a lot of activity during the time of Jesus, and the energy is overwhelming, in fact. Unbelievable. And I'm sure that's probably what you're right. It's going to have that effect on you in the temples, which are, by the way, believed to be, they're full of female deities. They were honoring Fortuna. Is that how you pronounce your name? I think it is. Fortuna. Goddess of chance. Goddess of fertility. So you want to get pregnant, go down into this, into the temple, right? Have a little hoochie-coo and you get pregnant. Woo-hoo! So, At any rate, that's what's happening if you're going to Rome this summer, and a lot of people are. It's not cheap. None of the overseas trips are inexpensive. A friend of mine is Greek, and he was born in Greece, came here in 1988. He and his family go to Greece every summer, but he's not going this summer because it's very expensive. Prices are up to $1,500 a seat round trip, which is it reflects the cost of jet fuel, because jet fuel is, you'll notice when you go by the gas station, the cost of diesel fuel is higher than the cost of gasoline, which no one can explain, because it takes less, diesel fuel is less refined petroleum than is gasoline. So why, if the process is less, does it cost more? And people, the truck drivers are all asking that. People have diesel tractors like me. I ask that question all the time. People have diesel cars. My daughter drives a diesel car. And just it's killed the enthusiasm for this engine, which has the reason it's used, because it has, in trucks and tractors, it has more torque. It's the same fuel that powers airplanes. Same stuff. Heating oil, jet fuel, diesel fuel is all the same thing. So you wonder why it's so expensive. But then on the other hand, the costs are reflected in what it costs you to buy a ticket on an airplane. I think I looked at, I go back and forth to Los Angeles all the time. And used to, not this time of year, but certainly in the winter months, you could buy a round trip not long ago, certainly during COVID, but before COVID even. Sometimes you get hit it at 230, 240, 250. Now you're lucky to find a seat for $400.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter what time of year.
It does seem that there are less flights going on, so supply and demand.
Yeah, right.
Definitely.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's get an update on where we are or aren't with the Ocean Gate. What's the latest? Seems to still be kind of fuzzy as to where this thing is. They ran out of oxygen, didn't they? Whoever's in there is...
The quote-unquote guesstimation would be somewhere around 6 a.m. Eastern time. Mm. Some of the things we do know is that this is still missing. It has... So the submersible has some, I think, 6 or 7 fail safes that are supposed to bring it to the surface, but even if it comes to the surface, they are still bolted in.
So no way of them getting exposure to outside air?
I do not believe so, no. Yeah,
wow.
They are bolted in. There's no fail safe for them to be able to open a door mechanism. There was a lot of conversation of, well, when they find it, what are they going to do? They have no way of bringing it up to the surface. Mm-hmm. There is a... U.S. Navy ship that is, or a crane system that has made its way to Newfoundland, and it's just waiting a mothership to get out onto the water. We do know that there is a family history for the CEO who was
found
pilot.
This fascinating.
Yeah, his wife is the great-great-granddaughter of a couple who died on Titanic.
Woof. Talk about eerie. Unga bunga. Yeah, all right. Well, there's no real deal then.
No,
right?
And as far as we know, those are pretty much the latest information. It is still considered a recovery mission.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm. Wow. All right. Let's see what's going on Interstate 95, those lanes outside of Philadelphia, as you're going down, if you know the road, going into Delaware, south of Philadelphia. There were, many people examining and trying to figure out how to fix this bridge collapse after the devastation of that fire, the explosion with the tanker truck. So they're going to reopen. This was June 11th, so it was less than 2 weeks ago. They are opening up the roadway. Construction crews working 24 hours a day to repair the infrastructure of this bridge. So the governor says that they aren't finished, but the rebuilding progress is far enough along so they can use the bridge, I-95. So this weekend, if you're planning a trip, what happens is you drive south on 95, you actually, when it gets to this point, it's a heavily trafficked road, but if you're going north and south of 95, this is sort of a cutoff that takes you off of 95 over the Delaware Bridge, and then you get back onto 95, or it kind of comes back in. Anyway, this is a huge disturbance. 160,000 cars a day over this bridge. And so the complaints, people are so silly. What the heck do you think? People are, they've spent all this time and energy complaining. Yeah, you realize how bad this is? Of course it's bad. The bridge was destroyed by an explosion. That's not the government's fault. The fact that, and you don't hear me apologizing or sticking up for the government much, but in this case, how silly people are. Really? You're complaining because you can't get it. What are you going
to
do?
Have to take a detour? Okay, so you know this. You know you have to take a detour. You know a lot of other people are going to be taking the same detour. It's an inconvenience, and you're going to have to leave earlier. But at the end of the day, an inconvenience is okay still.
Well, it is, except it isn't for some people who are clueless. Some people for whom everything is about them. It's all about me, 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 me. How dare you blow up that bridge?
Oh, great.
Yeah. You know what that means to me? You know what's happened to my life?
Yeah, this was an accident. The truck had an accident. The driver is dead.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Compassion, people.
Doesn't make any difference. I have to leave 5 minutes earlier to get to work. You know what that means to me? I have to get up 5 minutes earlier. I have... My life has changed because of this inconvenience. Get a life.
But also, roads close due to construction.
This time of year?
Anyway.
Especially that road. The upheaval everywhere on that road. There's not much. I have plenty to say about the infrastructure in the United States and how lousy it is because the trade unions have such a stranglehold on politicians because of the way politicians raise money for their campaigns. So they have the union people have the ear of the people in charge, and that's why the roads are as bad as they are. But that's not this in this case. So get a life. Okay, 18 after. This is a good day.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later. At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing all cylinders.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month, you're sleeping better, you've got more energy, you're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call,
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Harry Styles, he was the one that was dating Olivia, what's her face, right? Was
Olivia
that Harry
Wilde
Styles?
For a hot minute, yes.
Right, exactly. Is she back, by the way, with her husband, Ted Lasso?
I don't believe so, no.
No, okay. Well, listen.
They're staying together quite often at their children's events.
Babies and children's stuff. Okay, anyway, this is not about her. This is about him and his concert. Something dramatic happened. He stopped his concert. So we're going to find out what in the world is going on right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I kind of like him for a pop singer. What about it, Jay? Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, very popular.
Big fan.
And maybe one of the reasons he's as popular as he is because of things like this. So he's singing his heart out, but somehow or other he finds out that there's somebody who's pregnant in the audience who's got to go to the restroom.
Well, she first caught his attention during one of the audience interactions where she was asking him to help her name her unborn child.
Oh.
And they kind of start talking, and he's riffing about it. And then she acknowledges that she really has to use the restroom. And he's like, okay, I'm going to do this one time. I'm going to stall. Go ahead, hurry. Run up there. You won't miss a thing. I promise you won't miss anything. And so he starts interacting with other audience members and reading signs. And then he sees her coming back to her seat. And so then they interact again, and he gets some of the names that she wants for her child, and he kind of says them to the crowd, and they cheer on the names they like, and It was a really cute interaction.
Yeah, cute,
I think it was just last week he helped do a sex reveal for a pregnant woman.
Really?
She had a black balloon and he popped it on stage to reveal that she was having a baby girl.
Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff. That's really what, you know, instead of some of the impersonal concerts that we are certainly used to, especially the big concerts in these big venues, like going to see Paul McCartney at Fenway Park, stuff like that. There's no personal exchange. There's no interaction.
Oh, he's in these big venues, too. He's on an arena tour.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, good for him. That's an interesting concert story, as opposed to the one from Ava Max, who was slapped by a concert goer on stage, and now he's banned from her shows. What in the world?
What's going on? Right.
Yeah,
Rexa was just, she had a phone thrown at her face, needed stitches towards the end of the
psycho
show.
People.
Ava Max slapped.
Yeah. What? And then what do? The police come? Do they arrest him?
Oh, the security guard basically tackled this guy and ended up inadvertently throwing him down some stairs
because
he was trying to get away.
What was he trying to accomplish by slapping?
Right. I mean, and this was at a meet and greet. It's not like you get a free pass to a meet and greet and tickets to the show. This was a post-show meet and greet. Yeah, so it was after the performance. He had to buy this ticket to do the meet and greet. Did he buy it just so he could slap her?
Crackpot. It's the world. It's full of people who are cracked, man. They are cracked. So, anyway. She's okay, I guess that's the bottom line. I bet she was scared, though. I would be. Something like that happened to me. All right, boys and girls, 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What is pet physical rehabilitation therapy? Veterinary physical rehabilitation therapy, similar to what is known in the human field as physical therapy or physiotherapy, involves the use of non-specific invasive treatments, massage, exercise, light, heat, cold, electricity, ultrasound, laser, magnetic therapy, hydrotherapy, to rehabilitate injured patients. The goal of physical rehabilitation is to return the patient to a normal function as quickly as possible and restore the full range of movement and strength to the injured body parts. The underlying principle of physical rehabilitation is that the least effective treatment for the injury is excessive rest and the stimulation of circulation through areas recovering from the injury promote an optimal rate and degree of healing. The bottom line is this. For years, when people were injured, they would go see a physical therapist. But when their pet was injured, maybe they'd get a shot or antibiotics, but no one was doing pet physical therapy. Well, now it's being done by veterinarians and physical therapies that are specially trained. So if your dog is recuperating from an injury, speak to your doctor about some physical therapy. It can make all the difference in a quick recovery. Oh, more next time.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying five people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Good day,
Garrett.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Let's celebrate with lots of noise. All right. Yep. Okay. A lot of noise. We can count on a little noise or a lot of noise here, depending on what's going on in the world. It's 34, almost 35 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, June 22nd. It's Thursday already in terms of the week. This is week. Do we have a holiday? Yeah, Monday. It was Juneteenth.
Monday, Juneteenth. Mm-hmm.
All right. It seems that that kind of throws the week off kilter, even though we're on the air. It just feels differently, doesn't it? When there's something going on that's a Monday holiday, I don't know if it means that we're less productive during the week. In general, I think we're always productive here, if I do say so myself. But there are other things that slow people down. And one of the things that I find distressing, as I take a deep breath, the number of neo-Nazi disruptions that are taking place here, there, not everywhere, but here and there in our country. And because in New Hampshire their motto is live free or die, there's a, what is it called, Free Talk Live, I think. A couple of guys do a radio program. It's on a number of stations around the country. From Keene, New Hampshire, they believe in the motto. As a matter of fact, they've done a lot of things with Bitcoin and stuff on the air. And one of the guys got involved in something. He went to jail. I haven't checked on him if he's still in jail during the program. Can you imagine doing a radio program from jail? I'm here in my cell on the fifth floor of the courthouse, and today it's sunny. Yeah, anyway. So these neo-Nazis disrupted a drag story hour. And one wonders, okay, so the drag story hour, that becomes not the story, but that becomes the subtext for the story. So I was looking at some of the comments on social media from some of the people who are, we used to call it Cow Hampshire. And here's one guy who said, it's kind of weird how drag queens are a problem, but neo-Nazis running around is not. I thought that pretty much encapsulated.
Right?
Well, yeah.
The photos of this, they're all just lined up in their gray hoodies, the masks kind of on, and they're doing the Hail Hitler sign with their
eyes.
Oh, can you imagine? Like, that would be scary. Going to
so here's another comment.
Story time, not so scary.
They wouldn't wear a...
scary.
Listen to this. Here's one guy who said, this is fishy. They couldn't wear a mask for COVID, but they can wear one for cowardice. That's pretty much telling it how it is, you cowards. You won't stand up for what you think you believe. You got to cover your face. So... you deserve whatever you get. Whatever you get. I guess there were a couple of policemen that were identified in this neo-Nazi group. Ay, ay, ay. That's pretty deeply disturbing.
It
right?
is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff. We were talking last week about how Twitter changed ducking, you know, you would use the F word and they'd change it to ducking. And now that that's changed, when you look at some of these Twitter comments, people are right there with the F word and other things, blank heads, literally drive around New England. This is a guy who is expressing his anger at these people, calling them an effing plague. They drive around New England posing in their hoodies and posting flyers, causing disruptions everywhere. They've had a number of members arrested, but they still keep at it. Here's a story from Rhode Island, where apparently there are a lot of neo-Nazis posting flyers down there as well. As you said, it, what is the matter with people? I preface these stories when I do them once in a while by that great line from one of the Indiana Jones movies, Nazis, right? Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, is looking over the balcony down into the castle full of Nazis. I hate those guys. I don't hate anything because I don't even like that word and the energy behind it. But I'll tell you that these guys don't deserve to be breathing the same air that the rest of us are. You know, they're not. They're so brave. They only emerge under the cover of darkness with hoodies on them.
Well, especially the idea that some are members in a field of authority where they're bringing to their job a complete bias and prejudice should they be in a situation up against somebody who they fight against in their personal lives.
Here's Amy who says, I dislike violence, but why aren't we hurting these Nazis anymore? We hurt Nazis. That's what Americans do. We hurt Nazis. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. I don't like violence either. Anyway, it's just some of the comments about white pride that are here. One guy writes, live free or go F yourself. That's what it says, you Nazi scum. And, you know, there's some political comments in here. All right, enough of this. Speaking of politics, Mr. McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy, who I have a different, my attitude toward him is different than it was. when he got started. I wasn't much of a fan. And I don't know that I would use the word fan, but I think he's trying to, it's like herding cats, because there's such a desperate, different, and when I say desperate, I meant probably disparate. When you look at some of the really right-wing members of the Republican Party that are in the House of Representatives, and then some of the others who are a little more toward the middle, and some that are considered rhinos, and the right-wingers make fun of them because they're not quote-unquote conservative. They don't even know what the word conservative means. But anyway, so McCarthy is trying to calm down the Republicans. The latest thing to pop up is some of these right-wing characters want to impeach Biden. Okay, so here we go. The way we solve all of our problems is to impeach. The Democrats wanted to impeach Trump. Now the Republicans want to impeach Biden.
Well, it seems like this is going to be the road that we go down
for every
president. Every president is going to run the risk of impeachment.
Yeah. Well, McCarthy says no. Now is not the time to force a vote to impeach McCarthy. He's not going to get anywhere anyway. But it just is, it's the waste of time. This is that nutbird Lauren Boebert who's pushing for a vote to impeach Biden. It is not, it's not appropriate. We have a lot of stuff we got to deal with in this country, and that shouldn't be one of them. If that's your only reason for being, you should go home. You're not really doing anybody, you're just not. You're not doing anybody any favors, frankly. All right, let's see here. One of the January, I don't know why I'm going down this this rat hole, but there's a couple of interesting stories. I don't know if I would say they're compelling, they're interesting. One of the January 6th rioters, Jay, who electroshocked somebody, shouted out, he was sentenced to 12 and a half years, he shouted out, "Trump won!" as he was carted off. So there we go. There's another bunch.
Well, of course he did.
He drove that stun gun into the neck of the police officer who was this guy was abducted. The police officer was taken by the mob, too, on January 6th. So he got 12 and a half years in the slammer. And as far as I'm concerned, he deserves every second of it, frankly. He traveled to Washington with a bunch of Trump supporters. Belong to a group called the Patriots 45 MAGA Gang. Okay. So he pled guilty to felony conspiracy, obstruction of justice, obstruction of an official proceeding, tampering with documents. Let's see here. Proceeding to inflict bodily injury on officers using a deadly weapon. And then he says, well, he was the one who sort of stirred up a lot of this stuff. I wrote the night before January 6th, "There will be blood." Yeah, okay. That's not a protest. That's gang warfare. And so he deserves to get it. That's not what we're about here. Yeah, I'm all for protesting. I'm all for expressing and letting people express themselves and encouraging them to express themselves. Anyway, I find it annoying. Isn't there? I don't even know what the word is, frankly, for how I think about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is so anti-productive. And then he also yells, "Welcome to the revolution!"
Well, and that's the thing. There is a difference between protesters and rioters.
Yeah.
It is
our
right as Americans to protest. It is nobody's right to riot. And rioters and protesters are not the same, and a lot of times they get lumped together because people who riot, they go out there ready to cause chaos. It doesn't just end up like, well, I was here to protest, but then it evolved into something else. No, rioters infiltrate protests.
Name is Daniel Rodriguez, by the way, for those who are interested. And every other word out of his mouth is the F word. So you got to, when people are like that, I find that they're not that smart. People who use that kind of stuff. Anyway. Okay, so here's, as we're into the sewer here, we might as well keep, might as well keep going with this stuff. Here's a man does a hit and run, crashes his car, kills five young women in Minneapolis. All for what reason? I'm not sure that I've figured out what the reason was. He was in a California prison serving time for a hit and run. He was released earlier this year, and now he does this. He's now being charged with killing five people. What the hell is going on with this guy?
And I believe these women were out together because they were doing something of getting ready for a friend's wedding.
Yeah. The friend's wedding was in Minneapolis. Yeah, that's the story. So now they're waiting. They call it third-degree murder. Why isn't it first degree? I never even heard of third-degree murder. Did you before? I've heard of second-degree murder and first-degree murder.
Yeah, first-degree, I believe, is something premeditated, planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, he's out. Phew. Story from Honduras about the massive prison riot there. These women belong to MS-13. Right? You see this? This whole business of the people in prison they just went through and killed everybody that they could in the riot. Rival gangs. This is a woman's prison. All women belong to them. Now the gangs are, the women are as dangerous as the men. Right? 41 women were murdered in this grisly riot in the prison in Honduras. Good God. All right, enough of that. Let's break it. 48 after, this is Good Day.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Time for some valuable oxygen for your brain in the form of farm food and family news. And the first item is yet another recall, Jay. This is from BCI Foods. They've recalled chicken noodle soup produced without the benefit of import reinspection. So it's an imported, it's from Quebec, imported product. They've used, 14,000 pounds of chicken in the noodle soup, which apparently is a problem. So there have been other recalls apparently for this outfit, right? It looks like that's the case.
Yeah, and it's all pretty much just on the reinspection situation.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean, reinspection? What do they do? Open up the cans, some of them, to test them? What does it mean with reinspect? They're inspected in Canada. Frankly, I'd trust the Canadian government better more than I would our government to faff out some of this stuff. So this is rather disconcerting. Or is there something else going on behind the scenes? Sometimes these things are trade issues when we're trading food back and forth and there's an issue. I don't know that we have one with Canada. It's kind of confusing. I don't know what it means, the reinspection process, and why it would be triggered in the first place.
Well, they weren't even presented for import reinspection. So, we'll have to ask the Googlebot about what the actual process is for reinspection.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
These cans, they weren't even presented to be reinspected. So I think it's just their protocol that they have to say, all right, you have to do a recall of this in the States.
So is this something much ado about nothing, maybe? There's no history with this company of having bad product, is there?
Not that I'm aware of, but it also typically seems that the U.S. uses more harsh chemicals than most
right,
other places where we'd be getting
our other places,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we better be looking in the mirror here as much as anything else. Okay, now that brings me around to food labels themselves. When you go shopping, I was thinking about this. I told the story, I think, on Monday of going to a Wegmans on Sunday and spending a couple of hours there. And I'm now very careful and cautious when I buy stuff that might have any gluten in it, any wheat. So I read the labels. And so what about labels? Do you read the labels when you walk through the grocery store? You have lots of things to read. And when you look at things like reduced sodium and only 100 calories per serving, what does that make you think? It's okay to buy that stuff? What's the comparative?
Chemicals.
Yeah.
Whatever
right.
is the sugar-free or diet, I think aspartame.
Yeah, which is worse than any kind of sugar you can put in your body. So anyway, these are, you've got to be careful about food packaging for sure. The claims, and you see these on ads, frankly, on television, you hear the ads on the radio, that sort of thing. Beware of foods that group or split their ingredients into components, right? It's a gimmick. A lot of this stuff, understand nutrition facts, right? There are a lot of foods that call out high protein because we don't get enough protein in our diets. And then the term natural and organic, all of those are bastardized, frankly. It's really difficult. Frankly, what this presents, it poses to you and to all of us how difficult it is to really know what it is you're buying. Unless you go to the farm and buy the radishes and the rhubarb and the celery and whatever they have, beets. Now, most of the root vegetables are available. So are you buying them at the farm or are you buying them at the store? When you go to the grocery store, they make them all look good because they spray them with water. You don't know how old they are. When you go to the farm, you know they were picked today or maybe yesterday at the latest. So one of the tips, perhaps at the top of the list to become a smarter shopper, is to go to the farm nearest you. Now, pretty much every area of the country, even in some of the cities, they have these gardens that are growing on the rooftops of buildings, and they're selling commercially the products they're raising up there. I think that's kind of cool, actually. It's something that is, it's a worry. There's no question about that. So go, forget the labels. You can say, well, that's not practical. I don't have time. Really? So you'd rather put garbage into your body, your family's body, garbage. All of that stuff that's processed is garbage. Or as they say en français, garbage. So we want to put garbage into your body. I know some of you think that I'm a nutcake, but I think I'm more concerned about the bottom line, which is educate yourself as to what really is going on with the food label stuff and what you ought to buy. Buy from the local farmer. Hello, please. Go to foodfarmfamily.com, if you please.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.